Hey. Hey, dork. Open up, it's me. You don't look too happy to see me. You're upset because I called you dork? I've always called you dork. You've been my little brother's best friend since forever. I've seen all of the phases you guys have gone through. From whiny brats in school all the way through to whiny brats in college. To me, you will always be a dork. That is a good question. Why am I here? You always hang out at our place with my brother, practically every weekend, but it's actually been a while since you've been over and been a while since I've seen you. No, I know you've been busy with work, especially since you got that project you wanted. So, anyways, my brother's hanging out with his girlfriend tonight, and I didn't want to bear witness to any of those lovey-dovey shenanigans, especially on a Friday night, to remind me of how single I am. He mentioned that you weren't working this weekend and you were just gonna stay home alone tonight. So, I thought I would come over and hang out with you and finally see your new place. Here, it's a late housewarming gift. You still like red wine, right? Excuse me, I'm just gonna invite myself in. I know, it's actually been a few years since you moved in, that's why I said it was late. It's your fault, actually. I didn't really have a reason to visit you here since you practically lived in our house. Don't try and deny it. We literally have a section of the pantry reserved just for you since you're such a picky eater. Huh. Your place is actually not what I expected. To be fair, my expectation of your apartment was based on the place you stayed at while you were in college. You had anime posters and those anime figurines that you used to collect on display everywhere. But this just looks like a proper bachelor pad. I can't even. You have throw pillows. I didn't think you even knew what throw pillows were. Hey, don't throw them at me. So immature. Of course, I'm surprised. This place looks great, and it was decorated by you. You're the same guy who dresses like a Power Ranger. Don't give me that look. When you wear an outfit with all the same colors, you look like a Power Ranger. I can't be the first person who's told you this. I didn't say anything before because I thought you looked cute, but that's not the point. If you don't want to look like a Power Ranger, try wearing different shades and tints of the same color. Your place is really neat and tidy. The only time my brother bothers to clean up is when his girlfriend is coming over. You're not expecting anyone, right? I'm not interrupting? Okay, that's good. I was worried that we wouldn't be able to hang out tonight. Unless you don't want to hang out with me? Great. I was thinking we can order pizza from our favorite place. Whatever pizza you want, and it'll be my treat. Then we can spend 30 minutes trying to pick a movie, debating and arguing, and then settling on something we've already seen. All while enjoying some wine. It'll be just like a few years ago when we were in college. The only difference being the wine is more expensive now. I'm glad you're on board. There's a good boy, being proactive by pouring the wine without me even having to ask. Don't make that face. You don't like it when I call you dork. You don't like it when I call you a good boy. What do you want me to call you? Calling you by your name is boring. How about I call you Senpai? I remember how embarrassed you used to get when my friends tried calling you that because they saw an anime meme. Did you just blush? Senpai. Oh my god. Look at how red your face is. It's so red. It's so cute. Fine. I'll stop. Sorry. It was just nice seeing you flustered after so long. You used to be so quiet and respectful, and then you became a moody teenager, and all we did was fight after that. Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down. How was it my fault that we always fight? Because I'm mean? How was I mean to you? Name one time I was mean. I said one time. I get it. You really had that list locked and loaded, ready to go. What? Don't be weird. Yes, you are being weird. How could you say you liked it when I was being mean to you, or when we were fighting? Oh. Because it was better than me just ignoring you? I'm sorry about that. High school was tough, and I ended up taking it out on you for some reason by just pretending you didn't exist. I don't even know why I did it. Enough about that. Let's talk about something happier, like what pizza we're going to order. Seriously? Hawaiian pizza? When did you start eating pineapple on your pizza? Ha ha. Very funny. You can't even keep a straight face. You just said that because you know I hate it. Funny guy. Just for that, you've lost your pizza selection privileges. We're getting a meat lover's pizza. Wipe that smile off your face. I know it's your favorite as well. And order placed. That should be 20 to 30 minutes. Thank you. I'm surprised you have such nice wine glasses. I was half expecting to drink wine from the disposable plastic cups. Cheers. You probably bring all the ladies back here. Wine and dine 'em. What's with that look? I'm not teasing you now. You're a great guy. You're also kind of cute when you don't speak. You have a great job. You probably have girls asking you out all the time. You're shy when talking to girls? I've seen you talk to girls. Not that I'm stalking you or anything, but it's a small town. You've never had any problems talking to me, and I'm a girl. Ah! Why don't I count as a girl? What makes me different? I'm really interested to know why you consider me different to other girls. Because I'm your best friend's sister. That makes sense, I suppose. Another glass, please. I'm sorry, did you just cut me off the wine I gave you as a gift? Fine, yes. I remember that party. It was my graduation party, after all. You can stop wriggling me with the tale of that night. I know I overdid it, but I was just so relieved after I failed the first time. It was a fun night, and again, I'm sorry I was a total bitch to you when you were just trying to give me water to drink. I should not have poured it on you. Drunk me thought it was hilarious. Despite that, you still stuck by me when I got sick from mixing Jaeger and vodka and nursed me through the worst hangover I've ever had. So, what movie should we watch? How dare you besmirch my good name by accusing me of trying to change the topic because you brought up an embarrassing story. I just want to decide what we're going to watch before the pizza gets here. I think Hell just froze over. You're willingly giving me the remote. Oh, because I'm the guest? I see what you're trying to do. Trying to set up some bogus precedent so that when we go back to hang out at my place... Sorry. Never mind, let's just see what you have here. Nothing's wrong, I'm fine. You have an app for every streaming service. Well, at least that gives us some variety. I know. Let's just see what you've been watching. It's probably some dirty stuff, right? Let's see. Anime? Superhero movies? More anime? More superhero movies? Even more anime? Wait, this show. This is the one I recommended to you. Did you watch it? All 6 seasons? What? You've only finished 5? Why? Oh, I get work being hectic. It's like the busy season never ends sometimes. I know what we're watching tonight. We're watching season 6. All of it. We're binging the entire thing. 13 episodes sounds like a lot, but once you're into it, it'll just fly by. Oh, you're worried about me driving home so late after? That's sweet. A day? That sounds nice. We find a day, we're both free, and then we can binge. Since you've shot down my idea and hurt my feelings, I think we should watch a horror movie. Unless you're scared. The dork doth protest too much, methinks. Just admit that you're scared and we can watch something else. Oh, you're not afraid? Come on, my brother and I loved watching horror movies growing up, and you were always right with us on the couch pretending to watch. I don't think my brother ever noticed, since he was so engrossed that he never noticed anything else. But whenever the movie started getting scary, you would always pretend to be watching, but your eyes would be looking away from the screen. Or you would cover your face to try to peek through your fingers to see if the scary part was finished. No, it wasn't like that. I wasn't specifically watching you. No, that would be weird. As the eldest in the room, I was just watching over the two of you, and... That's a lie. I don't know why I'm lying to you now or wasting the time we have left like this. I was watching you. I always thought it was so cute that you would try and brave it out just so you could spend time with us. The truth is, I'm really upset with you. I really am. I tried to come over here tonight and pretend that everything is fine so that we can reminisce about the past to remind you that we did have fun together, but I can't. How could you be leaving? How could you be relocating halfway across the country and not tell me? I had to find out from my brother. I get that he's your best friend, but we've also known each other for so long. I thought we were at least friends. It hurt finding out secondhand like that. I came over because I wanted to spend time with you before you left, but you still don't even think I'm worth telling, and you're acting like it's nothing. Why am I so upset? Why am I so upset? How would you feel if the person you love was just leaving and didn't even think you were worth the effort to tell? You could have sent me a text, something, some sign that you at least acknowledge my existence. Yes, I said I love you. I've had a crush on you since high school. That time I ignored you for a few months was because my friends were teasing me because they guessed that I liked you. So I thought if I just stopped talking to you, they would stop teasing me and I would get over you. And guess what? That ended up failing and backfiring so miserably because all it did was make me miss you and like you more. God, I should just go. Please, don't grab my hand like that. Your hand is so soft and warm. Why does it matter when I realized that I love you? Fine. If it's that important, that night at my graduation party, during and after that party was when I was at my worst and you took care of me. I just saw you in a different light. All I could think was that I want this person in my life. Always. I know I've been a bitch about it, but I was so happy whenever you would come over, and I was always jealous when my brother hogged you all the time. I never said anything because I was scared I would drive you away. I am still so scared, but since you're just leaving anyway, there's no point to it. No, don't patronize me. Don't do that. Don't lie to me to make me feel better about myself. You don't love me. You don't love. What about your high school prom? I remember it. I remember that bitch broke up with you the day after because she wanted to. Never mind. I remember my brother was grounded for getting drunk. You were just wallowing in self-pity by yourself. We hung out, but we didn't really do much. Just kill time at that park. I told you that? I don't remember saying that, but it does sound like something I would say about love. I don't understand. If you're trying to say that I should take my own advice, then... Oh. Oh. That's when you realized you loved me. You've been in love with me since then. Why didn't you say anything? You were also scared. You've loved me for so long. Not that this is a competition, but I guess you did fall for me first. So I would win if it was. But if you left me, then why didn't you say anything about leaving? A month? What's a month? Oh my god, you're only leaving for a month for your project and then you're back. My brother is such an ass. He made me believe that you were leaving for good. He showed me your texts and pictures of where you're going to be staying. He played me like a fiddle. Do you think he did it on purpose to get me to tell you how I really feel? I think we might be giving him too much credit. So, what now? Girlfriend. Me, as your girlfriend. I actually like the sound of that. Oh. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Did I misread the situation? I thought that... Well, you kiss pretty good for a dork. But I think I can help you improve. This is nice. Maybe we could just do this tonight. The pizza's here early. So, pizza, wine, and kissing your girlfriend. How does that sound? I'll take that goofy smile as you like the idea.